boy hunting locusts. A boy was hunting for locusts. He had caught a goodly number when he saw a scorpion, and mistaking him for a locust, reached out his hand to take him. The scorpion, showing his sting, said, "If you had but touched me, my friend, you would have lost me, and all your locusts too." The charcoal burner and the fuller. A charcoal burner carried on his trade in his own house. One day he met a friend, a fuller, and entreated him to come and live with him, saying that they should be far better neighbours and that their housekeeping expenses would be lessened. The fuller replied, "The arrangement is impossible as far as I am concerned, for whatever I should whiten you would immediately blacken again with your charcoal." Like will draw like. The father and his sons. A father had a family of sons who were perpetually quarrelling among themselves. When he failed to heal their disputes by his exhortations, he determined to give them a practical illustration of the evils of disunion. And for this purpose, he one day told them to bring him a bundle of sticks. When they had done so, he placed the faggot into the hands of each of them in succession, and ordered them to break it in pieces. They tried with all their strength, and were not able to do it. He next opened the faggot, took the sticks separately one by one, and again put them into his son's hands, upon which they broke them easily. He then addressed them in these words, "My sons, if you are of one mind and unite to assist each other, you will be as this faggot, uninjured by all the attempts of your enemies. But if you are divided among yourselves, you will be broken as easily as these sticks." The cock and the jewel. A cock, scratching for food for himself and his hens, found a precious stone, and exclaimed, "If your owner had found thee, and not I, he would have taken thee up and have set thee in thy first estate. But I have found thee for no purpose. I would rather have one barleycorn than all the jewels in the world." The Kingdom of the Lion. The beasts of the field and forest had a lion as their king. He was neither wrathful, cruel, nor tyrannical, but just and gentle as a king could be. During his reign he made a royal proclamation for a general assembly of all the birds and beasts, and drew up conditions for a universal league, in which the wolf and the lamb, the panther and the kid, the tiger and the stag, the dog and the hare, should live together in perfect peace and amity. The hare said, "Oh, how I have longed to see this day, in which the weak shall take their place with impunity by the side of the strong." And after the hare said this, he ran for his life. The Wolf and the Crane. A wolf who had a bone stuck in his throat hired a crane, for a large sum, to put her head into his mouth and draw out the bone. When the crane had extracted the bone and demanded the promised payment, the wolf, grinning and grinding his teeth, exclaimed, "Why, you have surely already had a sufficient recompense in having been permitted to draw out your head in safety from the mouth and jaws of a wolf." In serving the wicked, expect no reward, and be thankful if you escape injury for your pains. The Fisherman Piping. A fisherman skilled in music took his flute and his nets to the seashore. Standing on a projecting rock, he played several tunes in the hope that the fish, attracted by his melody, would of their own accord dance into his net, which he had placed below. At last, having long waited in vain, he laid aside his flute, and casting his net into the sea, made an excellent haul of fish. When he saw them leaping about in the net upon the rock, he said, "Oh, you most perverse creature!